Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Live on the MIC on this little chilly at the beach. Stop walking around, dog. You're making so much noise. Yo, man, my dog's getting older. He's dying now. It's a sad thing, but that shit is funny sometimes. Like, he can't hear nothing. He can't see nothing. So, like, I'll come home from work, and he's sleeping on the couch. No, damn well he shouldn't be on that couch. So I open up the door, and I got an alarm. So, you know, it'll beep. He won't budge. I walk in the house. He won't budge. But as soon as I walk up on him, I'm like, hey, he'll jump up and damn near fall off the couch. Not to mention his back legs are failed. You know, I got a lab mixed with a boxer. All the homies out there remember Hennessy. You know, I've had him since college. The weird thing is I always laugh when I talk about my dog because – the very first girlfriend I had for about, you know, 10 years. So when I got Hennessy, like, he knew my first girlfriend. Like, Henny was around probably, you know, the first 2 years of me and my first girlfriend's end of our relationship. So he was about 2 years old by the time me and my first girlfriend split up. He's been with me with every single woman after that up until my wife and my kid. It's like I literally have had a dog who's seen my first girlfriend and my wife. It's kind of crazy. But, yo, he almost killed my wife, though. Wife walking down the steps, and I'm telling y'all, his legs is failing. I got wood steps. So, like, his back legs will go out on him. So the wife's walking down the steps, and I don't know why she did this. She know better. But, you know, you forget because, you know, you've had a dog for so long. Because, like I said, ever since we've dated, Henny's been around. So she's seen Henny in a spry, so we kind of forget about his ailment sometimes. So she was walking down the steps. Next you know, Henny was following her, of course, you know, because that's his mama. So, you know, he was following her. Back legs went out. Yo, almost took the wife out, yo. Almost bodied her. And it looked real bad on me. I keep saying, like, if something ever happens to my wife, I know everyone's going to look at me. And I don't want my wife to die. I don't want to do this whole parent thing alone. I mean, I get the whole love and all that stuff, but I ain't trying to raise the whole household on my own. But it'll look bad because, you know, my wife, you know, just got laid off. You know what I'm saying? She just did stuff to an insurance policy, and then my dog takes her out, and she dies in a freak accident walking down the steps. I think I'm definitely getting arrested. I got cornrows in the beard. They're not going to believe nothing I say. Anyway, got off on a tangent like we usually do on the off-ramp again. This is your boy, Beach Bum Gun. Beautiful, cool night, April 19th, 2018, Thursday. Please forgive me if I'm a little bit distracted. My Sixers is on, playing against the Miami Heat. Embiid's back right now. We up 5 with 6 minutes left in the fourth. I don't feel comfortable. I knew this would be a good series. So as we discuss different topics tonight, of course, got a lot of stuff to discuss. As we discuss different things, if I get distracted, if I start yelling about the playoffs, hey, you'll know why. You know, it just happens. It just happens. So, you know, we can get a lot of things, you know, as always. This is a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. If you want to call up, tell me what's on your mind. How's your week been going? It's Thursday. Big three, baby! My son's still up yelling. I know. That's what you're talking about. Go to sleep, boy. But the Sixers are winning. Anyway, so if you want to call in, feel free. Call in 929-477-3975. We love hearing what you got to talk about during the week. I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff. I'm still waiting on my co-host, Shannon. We're going to keep it on. My wife is yelling at me. Sorry that I'm snotting all in the phone. But, you know, I got allergies, yo. Yo, allergies are a weird thing, yo. I think allergies is the devil. As I sip this yak. But I never had allergies growing up in Jersey. You know, born, raised. I say halfway raised Camden, New Jersey, halfway raised Pennsylvania, New Jersey, but it's the next town over. So people up there fight over the difference. Now that I've lived and haven't lived in New Jersey since I was 18 and 2 weeks into 18. So my birthday is late July. I went to college 2 weeks after that and I ain't never moved back. So for all you up there who fight over where you from, Camden, Pennsylvania, I'm going to tell you like this. Most of the world don't even know you. And I do. I love where I'm from. I love Camden. I love Pensauken. I wish I was in a better position now that I'm older to provide more for those communities. I wish I went back more. And I still might one day as I get older. You know, I gotta, my priorities is my wife and my son. In that order, I gotta make sure my wife's happy. You know, because she helps take care of my son. I got to make sure my son's happy. But as I get older, you know, I think I'm going to come up. I think I'm going to bring my son up more to understand the Jersey, you know, the Jersey vibe. We got a certain vibe with us, man. Women can't resist. As my wife, she can't keep her hands off me. And I'm fat. But anyway, so where the fuck was I going with that? See, that's why we love the offering. Because I was talking about some topic. Oh, yeah, allergies. So I never had a problem with allergies in Jersey. Now, what's funny is we never had a big yard growing up. It was always real tiny. But my dad always made me cut the yard. But we didn't have any grass. It was just dirt. So I used to just always suck up dirt. Like, I'll never forget. I had a white T-shirt, and I was like, I'm going to just mow this lawn real quick. These little patches of weed. And my shirt was completely brown. And I was just like, I don't understand what lesson he's trying to teach me because this, I'm just sneezing for the next hour. But, you know, I didn't really have allergies. I played football all my life, went to college, played football, always outside. Never had a problem when the summer, spring came. Didn't have to worry about it, never got sick. I moved from Maryland to Charlotte, North Carolina. And I think that's when it started getting really bad. I don't know what happened to Charlotte, but this is the first time. And I want y'all to call in. Again, feel free to call into the off-ramp 929-477-3975. I didn't start seeing pollen on cars until I moved to the South. I understand pollen's everywhere, bees are everywhere, and all that good stuff. But actually seeing, like pollen on cars is like yellow lining. I didn't start seeing that until I moved to Charlotte. And it's bad here in Virginia. It looks nasty all the time. Like, it'll just be pollen everywhere. And then, you know, it'll rain and you'll just see like a sea of yellow walking down the street. So I swear, I don't know if it's just this area with pollen or if the government in the chemtrails and in the airplanes, like my man brother Joe Henry would say, is releasing pollen in the world to make us all sick inside with North Korea. So I said I want to talk to y'all about what I'm sipping on that night. So tonight, and I'll post this on the website. So please, again, excuse all the little snot I'm doing, y'all. It's the offering, yo. It is what it is. My wife yelling at me. She keep looking at me like, "Why stop doing it?" Like, if I could stop doing it, I wouldn't do it. Like, who wants to snot? Who wants to? Like, who wants to do that? But she looks at me as if I have a choice, and I'm doing it because I get a fucking tickle in my nose. I don't know. But excuse me. I'll apologize now that you guys are listening. I'm like, oh, that's nasty. Damn dog, yo. All this random noise you're hearing in my background, I swear, Like, I don't think my dog's going to die for the next 5 years, but he's going to be slowly delusional. I think my dog has CTE. He's been through a lot. Like, right now, he's just, like, he just went and, like, was rubbing his back, and his foot accidentally touched an entertainment center, and then he farted, and then he flipped up, and now he's just staring at my wife like he wants her to do something. And I'm waiting for him to die, but I don't want to put him down. Because he's still happy, you know, when he comes in the house, he wags his tail. You know what I mean? He still wants to, you know, get pet and all that stuff. So I don't want to put him down so I know he's, like, too bad. But he's got CTE, you know. I thought I would be the one that has CTE. But since Shannon's not with me right now, it gives me a perfect opportunity to talk to y'all about. I want to do a weekly. I want to start having weekly segments. Again, we're just starting out again. It's been fun. I love rapping to y'all. We had a fun week last week with my neighbors. I'm pretty sure they're going to be mad at me because I didn't tell them to come back over. I just forgot to tell them to come back over. But we still got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I want to start. One of my weekly segments is, you know, I know most of us, not all of us, but most of us enjoy a nice little cocktail at the end of the night. That's why I like doing this at 9:30 because at the end of the night, you grab a cocktail. You're winding down. Maybe you got the game on. Maybe you got some music playing in the background. I definitely want to do a music review. I'm listening to a lot of Daniel Caesar right now. But I like doing it at the end of the night. And what I usually sip on when I get on here is because I'm trying to cut down the amount of liquor I drink is wine. Wife got me drinking red wine. We went to Mexico one time. I was trying to find a bullfight or go, you know, get on some scooters. She made me go to a winery. I was pissed and said, I'm going to drink all the fucking wine in here and get wasted. And then I realized that I enjoy wine. Who would have known? So tonight, and I'm going to put this on the website, you know what I'm saying? So tonight we are drinking Apothic Dark Red Blend California. 2015, so not that old. I don't know the difference between Merlot, Chardonnay, Cave Sauvignon. My brother G calls it Merlot, but the other one is, what is it? Cavassier? Nah. Sauvignon Blanc. Is that the red one? What's the red one? Talk, woman. My wife just be whispering like she can't talk. So it's Merlot, Sauvignon Glover. What is it? Cabernet Sauvignon. That's what it is. Sauvignon Glover. He has some great feet. So I don't know what there was between all of them, but the Sauvignon Glover I'm drinking tonight, it says there's a romance in darkness. It draws curiosity and becomes a desire to taste the unknown. Apothic Dark blends dark fruit, flavors of blueberry, blackberry, with opulent notes of coffee and dark chocolate for a rich yet silky smooth experience. So I'm going to take this sip, man. Now, full disclosure, I've had this wine before, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. I advise y'all to go get it. I think it's about $10 a bottle. Not too crazy. It's a really good wine. But I don't taste no fucking blueberries. I don't taste no blackberry. I don't taste no coffee. I don't taste no dark chocolate. It tastes like old strawberries. I guess that's the blueberries. I guess because wine really does taste like old fruit. Like if you taste a bad piece of fruit. But I guess if you add sugar to anything, it'll taste good. So, again, it's Apothic Dark Red Blend California 2015. Highly recommend it. Extremely good red wine, in my opinion. But why did they turn off the Sixers game? What the fuck? Oh, it's a game break. My bad. Excuse me. But where was I? Yeah. Red wine. So it's a really good red wine, but wine is subjective, you know. Liquor is subjective. Anything you taste is subjective. I would just say try it. Tell me what you think. Tell me you like it. Call into the off rant. And let us know what you think. You know? I would love to hear your opinion if you like it. All right, so now that... Oh, Shannon's still not able to join us. She's waiting a little bit. So I'm going to talk about a couple observations I have. What do you want to talk about?
What is Kanye West
going through right now? So my wife lays on the couch because usually she's asleep by now. But right now she wants to talk about a topic. So wife, I won't even discuss it. You don't want to talk? So she does. So she shoots me her phone and says, "Can we talk about this? What is Kanye West going through right now?" And then I ask her, "What does she want to talk about? Does she want to talk?" And she says, "No." You see what I go through every fucking day of my life. So since I don't really know what she's talking about because I'm trying to talk to y'all and communicate with her, I'm just gonna ignore her. But it's not ignoring because I don't love her. It's just I'm only one man. So a couple observations. Again, since Shannon, because there's a couple topics I always like to get women's opinions on. So I'm waiting for Shannon to call in. I can always talk about sports with the homies. But look, I'm going to give y'all some game right now since it's just me and y'all talking. Don't sleep. Y'all going to look at me crazy. All right, so I'm going to get a backstory. So I go to gym every day at work, right? Get my workout on, get my run on. But I work at a university. Sometimes it's packed. Sometimes the gym is overly packed. Mainly what I mean by that is a lot of people take shits at the same time because they're big, spacious toilets. You know what I'm saying? So these are like the handicap stalls, you know, but there's multiple of them, and they're not just for handicap. You know, I ain't knocking handicap stalls. Look, I got friends that are handicapped. My grandpa's handicapped. This isn't against handicapped people. I'm just giving you the visual of, you know, how you're like the big room, your toilet's in the public. If you're going to be in a public place as a fat dude, I don't like being stuck where I can't even open up my legs so my butthole doesn't open up and the poop is like barely like squeezing on the way out. Like, I like to be able to spread out, get a nice mean dookie in, and go about my day, and especially at the gym and the university, because I can take a dump and take a shower. You know what I mean? One of the greatest things on earth is taking a dump and then taking a shower. You feel good about yourself. You're back to being fresh. You're back, baby. You're back. You're back in business. For you single people out there, you take a dump, you take a shower, you meet a nice young lady on the street, you take her home, boom, you fresh. You ain't got to hit her with the, "Oh, let me use the bathroom real quick," or "I just got done hooping," because you know what's down in your butt. No, you fresh, you back. So I say all that to say this. So sometimes the bathrooms are taken up because, you know, I work on a university. It's a lot of people. So what I've noticed with the whole Me Too movement, with the whole gay movement, in life, I just realized, okay, so boom. So I'm at the gym, I'm running. My stomach caught a little bit of the bubbles. I said, "Damn, I got to take shit." So I run to the gym, I run to the locker room. All the stalls are taken up. Damn, bad luck. So I'm like, "Yo, this joint hurting. Like it's cramping up on it." And I see the cleaner ladies. Look, another side note. For all you young kids out there, to all my young Sigmas out there, that's the way to get that W, Sixers. We're Paul, we're Mike Ryan at for the Dan Le Batard show. Well, tell him put them black eyes back on. But anyway, shout out to my man Russell. He probably the only person you know what I'm talking about. And my baby sister Tara. So, and my wife Cheryl, she probably knows. So, I got the cramp, you know what I mean? I'm running around, I'm like, "Yo, man, my stomach killing me, like, this hurts." And the cleaning lady said, "Baby, what's wrong?" Again, to all my young folks out there, my young Sigmas who listen, always get cool with the cleaning ladies and the cafeteria ladies. Them old black women, and I know, I try to keep race out of it, but it's mainly black women. Them old black women will take care of you through college. I didn't need a meal plan until after my second year of school. I didn't have to buy toilet paper. Nothing, because them old black women kept me with a chicken burger and some toilet paper. Now, it was one ply. It ain't going to be the fresh toilet paper. It's going to be the local university's toilet paper. But at least you'll be prepared. So anyway, so I hit the cleaning lady. I said, excuse me, Miss Harney, I gotta find a bathroom. Is there another bathroom in the school? Because I usually just use the one that's in the gym. She said, oh, baby, there's another bathroom right down the hall. You just make a right. She was like, just keep walking straight, and you can't miss it. Boom. So I hit the little speed walk joint, right? Like your grandmom's, like, walking for Bell Atlantic for charity speed walk. You know, when the old people used to do the walks around Cooper River Park for Bell Atlantic. Oh, man, I was moving. And I got to the bathroom, and it said transgender. I said, damn. Huh? Bathroom neutral. Is that what it said? Neutral bathroom? I swear it said transgender. Okay. It probably didn't say transgender. My wife's probably right. It probably didn't say the word transgender. But it was one of them bathrooms. It was one of them bathrooms that wasn't for men. It wasn't for women. It was just for everyone, no matter race, color, creed, sex, orientation, whatever. And it was clearly labeled that way because I stopped and was like, whoa, am I allowed to use this? Because it wasn't for handicapped. But I was like, yo, I don't want to go in there and people think that I'm trying to be a woman. I don't want people to think that I'm going in there and think that I used to be a woman. Nor that it doesn't matter when anybody thinks because I'm married with kids. But that's the thought I had in my mind. But then my stomach cramped up, and I said, fuck everybody else because I'm about to shit myself. So, boom, busted in there, and it smelled like potpourri. It smelled as if no one was ever in there. And as I line the toilet with paper, as I sit there and do my business and get the relief, I noticed that this bathroom had, like, a double sink. Now, mind you, it was only for a single person. You can only go one at a time. It wasn't like a bathroom with multiple stalls. It was one bathroom, but it was huge. It had, like, marble floor, a big toilet. It had a shower in there. And I thought to myself, I bet you this is the cleanest bathroom on campus because most people wouldn't think to use it. Because, you know, colleges is usually liberal. Most universities is usually liberal in thinking because there's so many people, there's so many ideas. No one is giving a shit about a bathroom. Like, these kids, like, you complain about all the stuff that you're trying. Like, these kids are just trying to pass class, have a good time, snort a little cocaine, smoke a little weed, drink a little bit, but get their education and get on with their lives. They're not really concerned about bathrooms. So I was like, damn, yo, I found a hidden gem. So as I get done my business, I do my wipe, you know what I mean, get the little baby wipe, boom, great, go back. And I see the janitor lady again, or the custodian. Sorry, I don't know if janitor is offensive. I don't know why janitor became offensive or secretary became offensive. It's just your fucking job. But anyway, I see her again, and I said, thank you so much. You helped out a lot. She said, oh, baby, no worries. I said, but hey, does anybody use that bathroom? Because it was so clean. She laughed and said, no, everyone's afraid to go in there. I rarely have to go in there and clean it. Every time I walk in there, the little notes that I leave to say that I cleaned it up, and if somebody changed it in there, if they don't move, I don't have to clean it. I mean, she's like, some days people don't even go in there at all the entire day. And it's not like it's hidden. Like, it's down the hall, but it's down the hall with, like, other, you know, classes and all that stuff. So I said, damn, I think I found a hidden gem. So I started going to, anytime I had a meeting in a different building, I went to the transgender bathroom. And they were all the same. They all smelled great. They all had a full thing of toilet paper. The hot water was great. They all had showers. So I think transgender bathrooms are the greatest thing ever made. I'm not sure how that happened. However you feel about gay people, transgender people, Caitlyn Jenners, that's your business. I ain't here to judge you. I'm always been the proponent of you do whatever you want with your life because you're going to die anyway. Just don't harm kids. That's it. Don't bother kids because they're young and impressionable and they don't know no better. But do whatever you want with your life. Don't hurt kids. And because you're going to die. We're all going to die. My dog's going to die. I'm going to die. My wife's going to die. My kid's going to die. I just hope my kid doesn't die until after I die. But we're all going to die. Which brings me to another subject. So I've been watching a lot of... Okay, so I've been a big fan of science. I think I talked to y'all about this before. I'm a huge fan of science, even though I'm terrible at it. And what you learn about watching, so I watch a lot of Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm still waiting on my wife to give me my Christmas present of this book that we sent to her mother. I don't think she's going to read it. So I might just wait till we go out there and I just steal it back because I don't think she knows where it's at. But anyway, so watch a lot of Neil deGrasse Tyson. I read a lot about the Earth and the solar system. And, you know, because I always wonder if we're the only ones out there. I'm a big fan of Team Jesus and all that. But, you know, I understand that we don't understand everything. Like, I understand that we don't understand everything. And I'm not afraid of being ignorant. I'm not afraid of being educated. But, you know, I do believe in God, but I also believe science has a great deal of everything. And I don't believe that the Bible has everything right. I've always had a problem with just the fact that the Bible has King James on it. Like, that tells me that someone had an agenda. But I'm not getting into religion. I'm getting into science. And, you know, I always wonder about, if you think of the solar system is nothing but chaos and death and barren. Like, if you think about all the meteors that slammed into the world, all the storms, like, people don't understand, storms, the reason why we have hurricanes, the reason why we have tornadoes and these weather patterns is simply because the Earth rotates. That's all it is. So all these destructive storms and all that stuff is scientifically because the Earth rotates. Now, I'm sure it gets more complicated than that. But if you think about a place like Saturn, you know, who's 10 times larger than the Earth, like, we rotate once a day, 24 hours a day, right? Saturn is twice our size, or 10 times our size. Well, I don't think 10 times. I think it's 5 times. I got to look that up. It's like, I don't know, it's big as hell. You know what I mean? It's a lot bigger than fucking Earth. And they rotate, for every one time that we rotate, I believe they rotate 3 times, which is why the atmosphere is full of storms. So the whole solar system is basically, so you think about all the meteors, black holes eating up solar systems, stars are exploding, you know, black holes are eating up galaxies, the solar system is basically ripping apart, the moon is slowing down the Earth, the sun is basically pulling the Earth into it. Like, it's full of destruction and chaos and death, right? As we know it, death, like stars die. Why are we so surprised that the human race, you know, is infatuated with, you know, basically killing ourselves, you know, all these, like, terrible food and gases. Oh, my battery's running low. Baby, where's my plug? Getting on a good rant. Oh, man, we got Carl on the line. I done went into my zone. I got it. My bad. I done went into my zone. I think we got a call from great state of Alabama. Let me click on here. Alabama, what up?
Yeah, man, I done dropped in. Tony said he was going to drop in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Tony's just in. 407, what up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Let's talk about Philly, man. They're playing that physical basketball, man. Stop talking about the Jupiter and Mars and Saturn, man. We're going to start seeing Aquarius on your ass.
Look, you got to understand the stars. Do you realize that there's not even 12 zodiac signs? There's really 13, and we're all off?
Does that mean the system's broken?
system's broken, man. It's like I don't know, man. Like, Trump got in office, and next thing you know, we got an extra zodiac sign. The earth's slowing down. It's crazy, man.
And global warming
is
now real.
Look, I got a buddy of mine, and it's the guy I played golf with last night. He's a scientist. The funny thing is, I don't know if y'all watch Half Baked like I watch Half Baked, but the fact that he called, the guy just scientist, like that was just his name, scientist. Like, that's how I refer to my friend. I try not to even call him by his name and just say, "What's up, scientist?" But he studies like all this, like the water rising and coastal flooding, because where I live at is like New Orleans, like we're underwater. So I was talking to him about moving and all that stuff, and he was like, you know, where you live at, he pulled up his little flood map. He said, yeah, you got about 20 years before your house is underwater. he said, you ain't got to play flood insurance now. He's like, but you got about 4 years. You might want to think about selling. I was like, damn, that sucks. But, yeah, so back to basketball, man. Sixers look good, man, up 2-1. We lost one to Philly, but we took one in Miami tonight. They're letting them play out there in Miami a lot. Did y'all watch the game?
Very physical game.
I don't know
what
was up with Dwayne Wade. He was like the villain again.
Well, go ahead, Jose.
No, Tony's right. Dwayne Wade was being the villain. No, they were playing physical basketball, like old school, letting them just go physical at each other without calling all these crazy fouls.
Yeah, I mean, Tony, I agree. Wade is definitely becoming a villain. He's definitely feeling good with his old self. You know, after they beat us in Philly, he said, blame this one on Kevin Hart, you know. And then, you know, I think he put up a picture of, like, you're looking for one of these, and put up, like, a wedding ring, which I thought, that's breaking bro cool, yo. Kevin Hart cheated on his wife. Go ahead, Tony.
No, yeah, that's wrong, going after Kevin Hart like that.
You can't.
Yeah, no, I missed that play, or I didn't miss the play, but I had it on mute, but I watched where Wayne pulled Anderson's arm and then got in his face, and I'm like, what in the world is Wade doing? It's kind of like it reminded me of MJ when MJ was kind of a bully.
Yeah, and Jose, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know we all watch a lot of basketball. When Wade pulled, I forgot his name. Anderson's arm. Thank you. How's my wife know that? Ain't that fucking terrible? like the world's ending soon. Anyway, so when Wade pulled Anderson's arm, ain't that kind of what happened with Kevin Love when he pulled his shoulder out of place? I felt like Wade should have got kicked out the game.
That was kind of a different move. You're talking about with Olynyk a few years ago?
Yeah,
because they were fighting over the ball, and Olynyk just, like, ripped his shoulder back, and it popped out. But, yeah, I thought that was completely dirty, how he just pulled him down and got in his face. There's no reason for it. And was there even a foul called at all?
Yeah, they called double technicals on both because Anderson smacked Wade in the head.
Oh, that's ridiculous. After he pulled him, right?
Yeah, after he pulled him. But, you know, the whole adage goes, you know, they never catch the first person. They always catch the second person, which is why in college, when I was in football, I always smacked the shit out of people first because I knew that nobody would see it. You just smack somebody across their face, and then they push you. They get the foul, and then, you know, you do that on a third. You do that, like, on a third and long. You get automatic first down. I've done it plenty of times. You play to win the game. So y'all excited about the upcoming college football season?
I'm more excited this year than I have been in the last 4 years. I don't know if I'm actually excited, but it's all relative. Yeah, I feel like we actually have some idea of what we're doing on offense now. You know, the Gators. Everybody else, you know, I don't care.
SEC is going to be kind of interesting this year. I wonder if I wonder if we're feeling a shift. Do you feel like it's moving away from the SEC and moving towards the ACC?
Nope. Jimbo Fisher just joined the SEC. So that was a big power shift over on the West. So that's a lot of different
he's
recruiting.
He's at what, Texas Tech?
He's at Texas A&M.
A&M. He's at A&M.
Because I think they're paying him like $10 million a year.
Jeez, why wasn't I a football coach?
You know? I'm asking like the Florida State fans. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I have no idea why he left FSU to go to Texas A&M. It's not like the recruiting's better over there. I mean, I guess it's money. I guess that's it. It was money.
Well, the funny thing is they said that FSU doesn't have the best facilities and they weren't putting money into the facilities. Well, you know, Texas A&M, you know, they still got that oil money. So they said their facilities are top notch, like some of the best in the country. It rivals Oregon, it rivals University of Texas. You know, it rivals all these big time schools. But, you know, he said he couldn't get stuff built at Florida State. And Jimbo was like, if I can't get it built here, then I got to go somewhere else. I thought he was going to go to LSU, truthfully.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people thought that. I don't know. It's all SEC West. It doesn't affect us any differently. Well, it would because we play LSU every year. But, I think he'll eventually turn it around. But he's not some offensive genius. I mean, he's not. Because his quarterback went down and their team fell apart. There was one player that went down and their defense couldn't play defense. Their running game had nothing. So, I don't know. Is he that great of a coach? I feel like if you're that great of a coach, you can make something work. You can salvage a season.
You can salvage a season if you have a good defense. You know,
and they
I
did.
Don't know.
Well, they had that talent.
I don't know if the last year they had a good defense. Because once Francois went down, was it Francois who went down or was it?
Yeah, it was Francois.
It was Francois. He just got caught selling weed, didn't he?
No. I think he like tore his ACL. Hurt in the first game.
No, I bet you I could look it up real quick. And that's why I love that.
You look it up, man. He injured his knee.
No, I believe you, but I think in the last couple weeks he was recently just arrested or pulled in for questioning because he was apparently the weed man at Florida State. Like, apparently.
The tradition at the QB position. They got to do something criminal.
Yeah, okay, so Tally had
Winston
went
small with the crab legs.
So here you go. See, first you got a man stealing crab legs, but now this is the headline. Tallahassee police suspected FSU QB DeAndre Francois for selling marijuana at apartment.
Wow.
Man, but he's still with the football team, so I guess until he gets arrested. They said suspected in the headline. I'm kind of reading the article now. It looks like they didn't catch him with nothing but less than a gram. So that ain't like he's selling like pounds of marijuana, like Big Baby Davis. How does somebody named Big Baby Davis become a drug king? Did y'all see that story?
No.
You didn't see that story. Big Baby Davis was arrested because he had he had like 60 pounds of marijuana and was like beating dudes up.
Are you serious?
Like he's in federal prison now.
Like Celtics?
Yeah, Celtics, Big Baby Davis. Another LSU kid. These LSU kids, man.
Yeah, he's
stay
LSU.
Away from the weed.
What in the world? I just don't get that mentality. I mean, like, he actually made it to the NBA. You know he made money, but these guys just do stupid things with their money. I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody needs, like, a personal advisor, not even a financial advisor, just somebody to tell you, like, hey, dude, stupid idea. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know why you just don't start a legal drug dispensary in California. Like, at this
there's actually an avenue to do this. You want to do it the illegal way, it's like, well, that's on you, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess they live in – I mean, the funny thing is, if you've always done it and you never got caught, then I guess in your mind you'll never get – but so I don't know if he was doing it for years and years and then all of a sudden he got caught. But, you know, if you've made enough money in the NBA, yo, just start – especially now because there's – like you said, there's avenues. You can go to Colorado if you really want to sell weed – and hire some people, you know, to really sell weed in Colorado, California. Hell, you can do it in D.C. now. I was in D.C. and they was like, they just got dispensaries all over the place. And I'm like, no one's going to get arrested? Like, I was shocked.
Yeah, but, like, no, you know, it does take a lot of money to invest into it. Because, I mean, I think to be a legal dispensary, at least the way it works in Florida, was like you had to be an established like greenhouse or something to that effect for like 20 years and be able to prove it and be so large of a facility. And then you can dispense it that way. So there were criteria that had to be met. So, I mean, that's if you're already established, but if you're new, I mean, for one, it's kind of like craft beer or craft bourbon. I mean, it's like, there's going to be an art to it. So if you just like go around like, yeah, I buy from like the supplier and I sell it. I mean, you're not going to go through all that because that's not your thing. But if there's like really is like an art to it or a craft to it, I mean, you have to like kind of live it. And, you know, I don't know, maybe that wasn't in him.
Yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, now that it's legal in all these different places, I mean, like, I got no problem, you know, talking about, like, I've smoked weed since I was a kid. I'm not a heavy smoker, but, like, you know, back in the day, it was just terrible. Dirt weed, and like the when the new thing came, yeah. Like the hydro and the glass jars, we were like, yo, this is amazing. Now it's like they got like 1,000 different flavors. Like, I got one buddy in DC, and when I go up and visit him, he's like, yo, you want to go get some weed or something? I'm like, nah, I'm chilling. Or if I decided, like, oh, yeah, you know, we're chilling out for the weekend, I'm not driving, we just gonna go somewhere, chill out, we Ubering, let's just relax, have a good time. And you walk in these places, and it's like 200 different flavors and effects or strains, and they tell you that they have this effect and this effect. And I told dude was like, "What do you want?" And it felt like walking in a craft beer shop where they have 200 beers on a chalkboard, and I'm just like, "I don't know. I'm not in here enough to really know what I want. I just want something regular while I conversate." And they'll look at you and be like, ain't nothing regular no more. And it's like that with beer. I used to steal my parents' Miller Lights all the time. I can't even drink a Miller Light now. I wouldn't even want to drink a Miller Light now. The worst beer I drink now is Corona because for some reason that trash taste, it's like a fine wine to me. I don't know why. I feel like the awfulness of a Corona, it makes it quality. But, you know, just like anything else, things have evolved. But, like, you can't just drink a regular beer anymore. So,
no,
But I love craft
beer. It's hard for me even to drink a to drink just like a Sam Adams. Even that tastes too, like, flat and ordinary. It's like there's no effort put behind it. I don't even try and go for, like, stuff that's super rare. Just something that's different and solid. But like Shock Top actually isn't that bad. And that's been bought out by AB InBev. But, you know, it still tastes decent. And they actually had buy one, get one at Publix. So I bought like, you know, a decent six pack for $4.50. So.
Yeah, you're definitely a beer connoisseur. I love Shock Top. I think Shock Top's great. We have a, because who bought? Because you said IBEV bought Shock Top, right? And they're the same people who AB InBev. Now they're the same people that own Busch Gardens.
Yeah, AB InBev is an investment group from like Europe that bought out Budweiser, and they
okay, so they're the ones that bought
InBev. Yeah.
Okay. So that makes sense because every time we go to Busch Gardens, you know, they're the Budweiser distillery, which I'm surprised still exists, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people that watch Roseanne still drink Budweiser, and God bless them. You know, it's the highest rated TV show. So God bless them. But when we go to Busch Gardens, they have a lot of shock tops. And this area has a lot of shock tops, I guess, just because the brewery's right here. So we go to a baseball game the other night, and my wife wants a shock top. So I go, you know, to the bar, grab her a beer, and I taste it. I'm like, damn, this is really good. But it costs like $10 for a beer, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think this beer is that expensive.
It's
but it's definitely a good beer. It's definitely
a good beer. Well, anytime you go out, you're going to. I mean, that's the price of going out. You know, I'd rather pay $10 for a shock top than $10 for a Bud Light.
But even if you go out, beer shouldn't be that expensive. I don't understand why we pay so much money for fermented wheat and fungus cheese. It doesn't make sense to me.
Because
the time it took to get there. Say that again?
Is it the time it took to get there?
Yeah, but
for all that fungus to grow.
Yeah, that's awful. Like you pay good money for terrible cheese. Like cheese that can kill you. It's fungus.
Oh, my dog's almost got these cats. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Your dog's almost ate some cats?
Yeah, there's three cats that are just chilling just right outside on our back patio, so I let my dogs out to go chase them. I almost got them this time.
So you got three cats. Look, man, you better be careful that your dog's gonna run into no gators, man.
Gators can't get into my fenced in backyard.
Yo, I've seen gators climb over fences.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Yes, I have, and I'll send you the video. Did you know it's illegal in Florida to paint the bottom of your swimming pool? Because if you paint it a dark color, gators will go in there to get warm, and they don't want people diving in a pool with gators in it. It's a real law.
I don't know how I don't know that.
So, yeah, man. So I definitely enjoy a good beer. But I do get kind of tired of the snobby beer places. So we went, since you're a beer connoisseur, me and you've had a lot of good beers together. And I got to send y'all something. I don't understand. That's the other thing I don't understand about this world. So you mean to tell me I can go to war at 18 and die for my country, but I can't buy some Virginia beer and send it to Florida because of a law? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I'm not even drinking it. Why can't I put it in a box and send it to you? That's illegal.
Well, I think that's a big three law that they've lobbied for to stop the small breweries from dispensing. They make it to where there's only certain routes or certain ways that beer can be and so they make it to where, like, if you don't have the capital to be able to ship it out, you know, you're not going to get your beer out.
But that shouldn't affect saying, hey, I was at go to sleep. That shouldn't affect that, hey, I had a good beer in Florida when I was visiting my family. He wants to send me some for Christmas. What, you know, we live in a free country but can't send each other a tasty beverage that's legal to drink.
Yeah, it's not right.
And who do we need to talk to? Get Trump on the phone.
There's a company that's going to well, us? Barely.
Huh?
You talking about me?
Yeah, don't you live in a red state?
Barely. It's like 51-49.
Yeah, well, sure,
it all depends on what area.
Cheryl said, go down to Mar-a-Lago and put our bill change in. But yeah,
there is a company that's starting to ship beer.
Who?
I got to look them up again. I think I saved it on Facebook. But if you pick out like your favorite craft beer, you can ship it to yourself or ship it to your friends.
Oh, you got to send me that. Now, do they have beers from all over, though, or is it just the area that they're in?
All over. I should have sent that to you.
Because I like doing that for Christmas. Like I said, everybody knows we got too many kids. So it's tough to buy everybody everything. But I would love to send.
Oh, absolutely.
I can send every. Yeah, I know. That's why I give kids $2 bills. I wish all the kids would call me Uncle $2 or something, Uncle Deuce or something, because I just give kids $2 bills because it's too expensive. Everybody knows I got kids and multiple kids, and I can't afford it. My wife lost a job. I'm about to give out. I wish they made $2 pennies or 2 pennies. Oh, that doesn't make sense. What is it, a two penny coin?
A 2-penny coin.
Pretty soon, pennies will be obsolete. Yeah,
I know.
2-cent coin.
Money. I mean, just like physical dollars.
I never have
money on me.
Look, I had a long talk with a friend of mine. Like, money isn't real. Like, money is just a piece of paper that we assign value to. That isn't even the real value. Like, if you ever look up the value of a dollar, it's not a dollar. So theoretically, the dollar that you have isn't worth a dollar. And now that paper money isn't in circulation as much as it used to be, it's worth even less. So, like, we really just pay for things through digital transactions, which are just numbers on the screen.
Right.
Like, when you get your paycheck, all they're doing is putting a number on the screen. They're not actually giving you that money. The whole system
is
going to fall apart. We're going to be Italy soon.
Or Greece.
And that's a whole...
Greece is Italy.
That's a whole, that's a whole nother story I would love to dive deep in. That would probably be a boring discussion. But how Italy...
That's more of a Jason conversation.
Yeah, look, I love that story, how Italy's economy recovered. That's some bullshit. Like, that's some total BS that people were just like, all right. And it worked. That's what I love about humans. It just worked. It didn't make any sense, but it worked. But, yeah, man, so what else? Anything else you want to talk about? Because I wanted to. What you think about Dez Bryant being cut?
I don't care. I think he is not in his prime anymore. I mean, I think receivers they really do have a prime window that if they stay in, there's very few that do better or continue to do well as they get older. Like Larry Fitzgerald is one of the few to where. You know, he's super reliable and savvy. You know, he never was like a super speedy guy, but dude catches everything. And he gets to the right spot and reads defenses. So, you know, Dez going somewhere else, I mean, was he really that good? Like, I mean, he was good at one point, but I felt like he was probably slowing down anyway. And that was one of his big attributes was the speed and quickness. So, and being a physical receiver, he can still be physical, but you got to be fast, too, because these cornerbacks are now, you know, 6'2", 210 pounds. I mean, they're physical, but right back with you.
Yeah. So, the funny thing is I think Dez needs to lose weight. And
really?
Coming from a fat
guy. Well, that probably
helps.
Pretty...
Yeah. Yeah. You know, coming from a fat guy, that's a pretty disrespectful thing to say. But I honestly think that as – it's the same thing that LeBron always said, like, you know, once Pat Riley got it in his mind, what the hell's going on with my computer? My computer might shut off on you. And that would suck since we're in the middle of the session. But Pat Riley was saying, like, as you get older, you lose weight. And I honestly think that, you know, if Dez lost 10, 15 pounds, he'd probably be a better receiver. Because right now, you're right, he's just too slow. He doesn't have any separation. But I still think he can be serviceable. See, but the funny thing is, as much as I watch football, I've never really watched how great Dez is as a route runner. So I don't know how good he'll be in the middle field like Larry Fitzgerald was. Now, Larry Fitzgerald, he was never a burner come out of Pittsburgh, but he could catch everything. Mm-hmm. He could run any route,
yep.
And he had good serviceable speed. And as he got older and got slower, he became just amazing in the middle of the field, because he understood, you know, the route tree concept. He could catch anything, you know. He was great reading defenses. He was great running routes. I don't know if Dez is there yet. It doesn't mean he can't. I mean, he's an NFL wide receiver. So he has to know something.
Yeah, so was Chad Ochocinco. he was also
hey,
in the
Chad
NFL.
Was a beast.
Yeah, and so he had to go to the Patriots offense, and they're like, okay, so you got to read what the defense is doing and run your route based on that. And he's like, what?
Well, I just think the Patriots weren't fun. I just think the Patriots weren't fun for Chad. Chad seems like if he was at a team where he could have fun, he would be more engaged. Like, he was one of the few people. Like, people talk bad about Chad Ochocinco, but he was one of the few people who seem like they really just enjoy playing football and having fun.
Sure. Sure.
And I think going to the Patriots took that out of them because it was about business. And that's, and that, you know, you get into those things when it comes to sports. You find coaches who are all about business, and you find coaches who say, this is a game, have fun, work hard, but have fun. So I don't know. I don't know if that was more of a Patriot, like he just got tired of, he got sick of football, or if maybe he really just couldn't read defense.
Yeah,
but
I
we're
gonna
have
heard
to
that
out.
A lot about the Patriots being just, I mean, by the rules and toes on the line, and there's not a smile in the locker room. Because was it Malcolm Butler who came out saying that?
Yep,
there's somebody who was very, yeah. So I mean that could definitely, you know, kill the spirit. But you know, you see a lot of receivers who do well in other places, and then they go to the Patriots and they don't do well. But the reverse is true too. There's players who've done great at the Patriots, and then, you know, like Matt Castle, and then he gets traded away. He looks like, you know, a seventh round draft pick. So I don't know.
Yeah, he
I don't
cleaned
get it,
up,
but,
man.
Yeah.
He cleaned up, man. That's got to be great. You play great 1 year, you get handed $16 million, and then you never play again.
Nope.
I feel like they should be able to sue him. Because you definitely sold me a terrible bag of goods. Now, do you think Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are having a breakup right now?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that there's going to be I think they're coming to that point to where Tom Brady is definitely towards the end of his career. He's still one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, but he's not the number one quarterback. Or maybe he is. I don't know, because I don't see a lot of other people stepping up to being a top quarterback either. But I think that maybe Bill's saying, we got to start grooming, you know, who's going to come after you, Tom. And Tom's like, what are you talking about, bro? I got 10 more years. He's like, no, Tom, you don't. We got to pull it back up. We lost Jimmy, so we need somebody. And, you know, I can see them starting to have, like, that conversation and it being a little chilled in the room. So, I don't know. It's possible, especially coming off of a loss like that, you know.
Yeah, buddy, let's go Philly. We still celebrate. Hey, did you ever see that special when Tom Brady like made his son come over and kiss him?
No, I heard about it, but no.
It was a little weird. Like, I don't not, you know, I guess I'm in a weird position because I do kiss my son. My son's 4, as if you know, but just telling the public. So, you know, I kiss my son goodnight, tell him I love him. But over the last, like, 6 months, I say, he'd tell me, like, no more boy kisses. So I go to him and kiss goodnight. He'd run away from me. I'm like, I can't kiss him goodnight. And I get it. I'm not going to force it on him. I get it. You know, as a loving father, I feel like, damn, man, like, this happened to me at 4. And I laugh because my other friends are like, oh, no, I still kiss my son. He ain't that old yet. But then when I saw Tom Brady do it. Huh?
How old is Tom's son?
Yo, Tom's son is like 25, yo.
Shut up. He could be, though. Couldn't get Tom's like 40. I mean, how old is his son?
Yeah, his son has to be at least 8 or 9. Like,
okay.
his son looked uncomfortable. Now, of course, that's TV. You don't really know. His son's probably used to it.
Behind closed doors, and now it's like on national TV, and he's like, "Dad, you just killed like my social life for the next 20 years."
Because he's definitely thinking about other girls now. Because the worst part about it was, he said, "Did you forget something?" So his son comes over, gives him a kiss, and walks away. And then Tom says, "That's all I get is a peck." So his son like reluctantly walks back and like plants on all of them. And I'm like, "Nah, dog. Like
that's weird
pretty
for everybody."
Yeah, like I kiss my son on the top of his head and tell him I love him. Like I don't even like my son's lips touching me. Because he's nasty. He's a dirty little kid. But, like, I couldn't imagine telling my son, "Hey, all I get is a peck." Like, nah, that's what you, I don't know. It was kind of creepy, but, you know, his son looks like he's well taken care of. Well, we're going to find out from his son once his son discovers Twitter.
Right.
Once his son discovers Twitter and that clip, he's going to have some explaining to do. If Twitter's still around, we might be using Twitter just in our minds by now.
Twitter's going to be gone before I even get on Twitter.
You not on Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter. I'm barely on Facebook. I hate Facebook.
Yeah, that's a weird place, man. That's weird. We had a big discussion last week.
People out things that they think. So many people are idiots. I don't need them to tell me that they're idiots. I already know it.
Yeah, we had a big discussion about Facebook and the whole data breach thing and all that last week. But, you know, the object of Facebook, I think it's, I don't know, I'm kind of in between. Like, I understand Facebook. I like cracking jokes on Facebook. I like saying random stuff. I'm sitting on the toilet. I got a brief 10 minutes. I like hopping on there, trying to make people chuckle. Like, I never try to make people laugh. I just want people to give me the, like that would, like that satisfied me. I never want people to laugh at anything I say. I just want to, and that's it. But a lot of stuff on Facebook, man, like the complaining on Facebook, I don't understand. Because, like, no one gives a shit about your problems. Like, everybody got problems.
Everybody does have problems. I mean, you know, and I work out in the sticks, man, and people got worse problems than we got problems. And, like, you see, like, these shows on TV that you're like, man, that'd be terrible that happened. I see 10 people a day, every day that happens to. I mean, it is people are jacked up. People are jacked up. But,
you're
in the medical argument. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I'm next to like the therapist. So my office is next to hers, and those walls are not thick. And it's like you're sitting there, you're trying to chart, and then you got people there yelling or crying or just yelling, crying, and it's like, oh my god. It's like,
yeah,
a bourbon night.
I
definitely
imagine.
A bourbon night.
Yeah. What bourbon are you sipping on?
Tonight's Bullet.
Sipping on
I like Bullet.
Bullet.
Oh, also got Widow Jane.
Oh, it's a classic.
Is it a classic?
I think that's an old one. Widow Jane, that's made by, I'm trying to think in my head. I have to look it up. I think they're one of the old distilleries that make that. I might be thinking of something else.
It was like, I think I got it. I got $5 off, so it was like $65.
Yeah, damn. Who makes it? Is it Maker's Mark who makes that? I don't know. I had to look at it. But I think it's an older. I think it's an older bourbon.
It kept coming up on like the top 20 list of bourbons to drink. So,
yeah,
I got that in my store. I'll ask them for that.
Now, I always say that whiskey, wine, hell, even water is all subjective. Like an expensive bourbon, expensive wine. I mean, you can find a cheap bourbon and a cheap wine that's good too. It's just all about preference.
And your palate, yeah, and preference, absolutely. Like Hudson Baby Bourbon to me is still the best bourbon I've had. That rye whiskey that you brought up was phenomenal. Like that's my standard for rye whiskeys.
Yeah.
I still haven't had one that was as good as that. That was Templeton Rye or something.
Shoulder? Oh, Templeton. Yeah, that's my
Templeton.
That's my go-to. That's when I try to get the wife naked. I give her some of that. It's a good one.
Yeah, that was legit. Now the Hudson Manhattan Rye was pretty good too. I like that Hudson Distillery. They're really good.
Yeah, they do a good job. Yeah, I like Hudson too. That was a good one. Did your dad bring that one, or did you bring that one?
Yeah, I brought that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a class. I keep saying I got to write. Let me write that down right now. So I said I'm going to get a bottle to keep. If y'all ever come up to the beach, so I have some for you. But
you don't have some for me. It'll be gone. He put that out there. You'll have a glass, but that was all right. I think I need another one to wash the first one down. And the next thing you know, half the bottle's gone. You're like, dag nabbit. I hate it when that happens.
I don't mind drinking the good stuff when I have company. So like, I always try to keep something that I know people drink in the basement. So when they come up, I bring it up. You know, so when they show up, you know, wherever people travel from, they come, they relax, get a good drink on something that they enjoy, something that they like, and then, you know, enjoy the night. But I always try to make sure I have a nice little stock for people to come in. Because everybody I know comes from travel from different places, because all of y'all, everybody in my family is from everywhere but Virginia. So...
Well,
it's always been
you guys
always
may be
been
in Tennessee, right?
Say that again?
You guys may be in Tennessee at some point?
Yeah, we might be moving there, man. Wife ain't got no job, you know. Got to start selling weed.
Apparently, it's very profitable if you don't get caught.
Yeah, there's a good chance, yo. Like, if I was selling a lot of weed, yo, I could, like, I'm Big Baby Davis, and they would arrest him, and I would be able to get away with it. But, yeah, man,
hey,
we're going to close up tonight, man. Thanks for calling in, cuz. It's been an hour.
Nice, yeah.
Get ready for tomorrow.
Good, Friday.
Join us
Fridays.
You got any big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to paint. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I see you in there. Got my little cousin out there doing manual labor, man. It's messed up, man.
Dude, I was shocked. I had no idea he could actually do that. I was like, shoot, if I don't have to push him, I might as well let him try and push this.
If he starts unscrewing stuff and shit just starts falling apart, yo, I'm going to laugh so hard, yo. Daddy showed me how to work a screwdriver. I'm going to fuck everything up in this house.
He's a negotiator right now, man. He tries to talk me out of everything that I want him to do and into everything that he wants to do. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, man. Well, it's all good. Well, we're going to close up, cuz. Thanks again for calling in, joining the off-ramp. It was good to finally talk some sports, man. Usually I talk a bunch of nonsense with Shannon about people's emotions and stuff, but right now it's a good game between Golden State, San Antonio, 43-41. Second, it's a damn shame Pop's wife is on that deal.
I know. That's awful, 67? Man.
67?
67, yeah. She was young.
That's young, man. That's young. And he's not going to be
maybe
out there tonight.
No. I mean, who knows when I'll come back. Man, that's hard. I don't know what you do in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know either, man. That's a rough situation, man. You can't even knock him. You know the Spurs want to win one for him tonight, but the Warriors are just so good. That's a walk.
Yo, they don't call walks at all anymore.
They don't call. Way took like 10 steps and it wasn't a walk. I was like, okay, all right, I suck at refereeing, but come on. Like, he started at the 3-point line.
Look, my boy Covington caught the pass, did a pump fake, and just stepped to the left, didn't dribble at all, it just took a full step to the left, and they didn't call it. I was looking like, yeah, they don't care. They're not watching feet at all. I think the size and the speed of the NBA, you need two more refs.
I guess, but I think they just, like, their style of play, you know, quote-unquote style of play is different because, I mean, they walk before they dribble. They carry all the time. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
These kids are long, though, man. And these kids, Klay Thompson hitting threes again. These kids are athletic, man. Like, I always laugh.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to give props to, like, players like Chris Paul, who's, like, legit 6 feet tall, and he can score. I mean, somehow he's able to score against these guys and, you know, shake them or shoot threes over them. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, basketball players are just – they're just big and lanky, man. But I don't know any of them that can fight, except for Ron Artest. That was still the greatest fight in American sports history. That palace was just phenomenal. You think if you was a Detroit fan in the stadium, would you have jumped in the fight? Yeah, I wouldn't have either. But the fact that he hit the wrong guy, you know, I had a buddy of mine. Gosh, yo, I love him to death, yo. One of my best friends in the world. I'm not going to say his real name on air, but we call him Jenkins. Man, like, I swear, he argues with me today that it was the right person. But I swear, like, one of the biggest fights we've ever got into, like, just drunk at the club in college, he told me some dudes were trying to jump him. So, like, we ran up there, and it didn't occur to me, like, if some dudes were trying to jump you, like, why do you have time to come and get me? Like, if they were trying to jump you, then you would be getting jumped. But anyway.
Right.
Like, I swear he, like, beat up the wrong guy. And to this day, that always bothered me, because I feel like somebody got their ass with, who was just there to have a good time.
And no idea what the heck this dude was doing.
Oh,
wait, did you
man.
Help?
Well, the funny thing is, like, the whole, I mean, the whole, it's a long story, but, like, the funny thing is, like, he came up, he was like, yo, these dudes are trying to jump me, and I was like, what? So I called the other crew that we were at, because we were at a club dance with girls, so we run up, because he was, like, upstairs, so we run up upstairs. I was like, yo, who trying to jump my man? Who trying to jump my man? And then, like, I see him throw a drink in a dude's face, and I'm like, my conscience kicked in. I was like, hold on, like, is somebody trying to jump you, or are you starting a fight? And then I got punched in the face. Like, somebody from the side literally decked me in the face, and then I tried to throw him over a balcony, and things got ugly.
I blacked out. I don't remember really anything that happened.
Yeah, things got way ugly from there. We started fighting bouncers and his brother, who was just an animal. Like, his brother was in the club. Like, imagine, like, having, like, you know how they have the fades? You know, imagine him having a fade, but the top part where it's usually dark is cornrows. So he had, like, four cornrows up top and, like, the bald rest. And I've never seen a human being beat up so many bouncers in my life. Yeah. Like, he was just, like, it was just, like, he was just walking through the club, like, punching bouncers in the back of the head. And they were just going to sleep. And I thought, we're all going to jail. We are all going to jail.
But they all got fired.
I don't know if they – I just hope they all woke up, because that was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, man, so let me hop off this thing, man, 10:45 a night. Thanks again
Cuz joining us. Hope you catch us next week. Same time, same place.
Sounds good.
Anything you want to say signing off to the people?
Go Gators, we're coming back.
No, oh, man, they give a shit about the Gators. All right, there, good folks. It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, as we sign off on this lovely April 19th. Our co-host Shannon couldn't make it. I don't know why, but we'll rap to her, figure out what's going on. But there's a lot of stuff that we couldn't get tonight that I would love to get Shannon's opinion on. Of course, we got to talk about the Khloe and Tristan situation because I got a lot of questions. We got to talk about the Beyonce at Coachella because I got a lot of questions. They had the Bow Wow interview, which I thought was hilarious. I'm going to give y'all some education. I was talking to y'all about science. I'm going to give y'all some education on how. I want to know if y'all know how tides on the earth work. I want to get into Starbucks. There's a lot of questions I have about Starbucks and should people be boycotting? I want to talk about the cocaine babe. You know, they got a lot of this stuff talking about this chick who's ride or die. But I got a lot of questions about that story. And then lastly, I really want to talk to y'all about this the Southwest flight where the plane exploded. And I don't want it to be too serious. Rest in peace. I want to be 100. I crack jokes on everything, and I don't mean any disrespect. So rest in peace to that lady and her family. That was a tragic incident. But I started to crack jokes about, you know, because of course it was a woman pilot and women driving. And I don't even want to make those jokes because honestly, I talked to my wife about it and I was like, you know what? It's not even that funny of a joke, truthfully. But I do want to talk about, so again, respect, you know, all right, rest in peace to that lady. And our family. But I do want to talk about like the top five ways you don't want to die and the top five ways that if you die, you want to die. I think that could be a pretty funny conversation. You know, it's a little bit morbid, but you know, like we're all going to die. Like I hope you understand that. But hopefully we all don't die tonight. You know what I mean? And I want to talk about, you know, with the whole Beyonce conversation and Sanaa Lathan and her fall from grace, because man, yo, she was on top of the world when it was Love and Basketball. Like, Sanaa Lathan was, like, everyone wanted to be a part of that birthmark. So, I got my movie review, Isle of Dogs. So, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about, and I want to make sure I get a woman's perspective. I want to make sure I get, you know, a couple other folks' perspective, but you know, thanks for Tony. Thanks for Jose for calling in. Everybody else who got a chance to call in, I couldn't get to. Sorry about that. Me and my cousin was having a good conversation. I just want to say peace to y'all, man. Enjoy y'all Thursday night. Enjoy these playoffs. Y'all have a good rest of your night. It's a little cool out there if you're a little bit in the Northeast. If you're a little bit in the South, I'm pretty sure it's pretty cool for you, but I'm pretty sure it's still a nice evening. Y'all have a good night, man. We'll be back same time, same place next week. I might get another show in early because I know Shannon couldn't join us tonight and she has a lot of stuff to talk about. So I might be on tomorrow. Just depends how drunk I get, how early I get. So happy Friday Eve, man. It's your man, Beach Bum Gun. Thanks for always calling in. Catch us on Twitter at Beach Bum Gun. Catch me on Facebook at Beach Bum Gun. Catch me on Instagram at Beach Bum Gun. And honestly, just like my cousin said, I really ain't on shit. Like, honestly, I'm not really on social media that much. But you can always call in 929-477-3975. And we'll wrap, man. Y'all have a good night, man. Here I come. Hey. Hey.